taken from First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 to 15. I'm reading from the James version. I read, "For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereof. But let every man take heed how he buildeth of thereof upon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide with he has built thereupon, he shall receive the reward. If any man's work shall be gone, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so by fire. Now, ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwell in you. If any man defy the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." May God bless this reading in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
We thank God for another opportunity to admonish ourselves. For me, like I used to say, it's a privilege. The Bible in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "Exalting one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." As Christians, what we do, basically, what we do every Sunday like this is to advise ourselves. The Bible in that passage tells us that so that we will not be hardened through the deceitfulness of it, thinking we are doing right, but in sin. So that is the essence of making sure that every day we get a dose of the Holy Spirit, we get an admonition from the scriptures. And we pray today that what we shall discuss, what we shall advise ourselves with, what we shall motivate ourselves with, will be profitable to us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The topic of our advice this morning is the Christian life, a life of service. Oftentimes, as children of God, we used to believe that coming to God is coming to reap blessing. But rather, what is the reason? Why are we here? Why are we called? The Bible told us that we were called to service. You know, in the military, people that join military, that join the service, they are called for what? They are called to fight, to war. They are being prepared for service. The same way as children of God, as members of the church, as children of the kingdom, we are called to service. The whole essence of Christianity and being a child of God is for us to work for God. The Christian life is a life of service. From the moment we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are called only, not only to a relationship with Christ, but into a life of active, selfless service. We notice that when Jesus Christ came on earth, he said, "I did not come to be served, but I come in order to serve." We also, as children of God, we are called to serve. We are called to render service and to be able to show the light of God. A lot of Christians sometimes believe that we have to minister to them. They demand that, "Oh, nobody checked on me, nobody helped me." But rather, in each and every way as we are, different in our capacity, knowledge, and opportunities. God has given us a chance to serve Him. Yes, as Christian, heaven is our ultimate goal. According to business people, they say our vision now as Christian is heaven. But what will take us to achieve that vision is work. And that is our own mission. Every day of our life as Christian, we aspire to do the work of our salvation. In the book of Matthew chapter 20 verse 28, let's take that reading. Matthew 20, 28. Anyone that sees it. Jesus, yeah.
20, 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Thank you. Even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said he has not come so that he can be served. You know, he's our master and savior. Unlike what we see today in the world, maybe kingdom, you see that in a kingdom, in a physical world kingdom, people serve the king, the work for the king. But in the reverse is our king. Our Lord and Master and Savior said, I'm not here so that you can serve me, but I'm here to serve us. The same way we are all chosen to serve, so that at the end of the day, just like Christ was glorified, we too can also be glorified in our heavenly home. Why are we doing this sermon? The reason why we have brought this kind of sermon together, a word of exhortation, is to encourage us and for us to know that we all have responsibility, whether you are young or old, a man or a woman. You remember that our teacher said this morning that even though women did not come here to speak, does not mean that they are undermined or they are not relevant or useful. We've had at one time or the other something, I don't have a say. No. As children of God and members of the kingdom of Christ, we all have responsibility. We are all given an opportunity. And when we don't use it well, the Bible says He will demand from us. Christ will demand. Let's go to our text. There is a place in the text. Read from verse 12. You will notice that this text was exactly where our teacher stopped. For some of us who joined the lesson this morning, where did our teacher stop this morning? It was 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 9. And so we, by the Holy Spirit, decided to continue even in the same reading. Read verse 12 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Verse 12 says, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because its day will bring it to life.
Yes, thank you. It said, if any man build on this foundation, our foundation is Christ. If you read verse 11, it's a very popular passage where other foundation, Christ is our foundation. He said, whatever we are built upon this foundation, that day will be manifest. In 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. Everything we do, whether in not doing, or in doing, or showing, or not showing, the Bible told us that all of it shall be revealed, shall be tested, shall be tried. You know, students in the school, when they go to school and study and do, at the end of the day, they go through a process of examination before they are being rewarded with a certificate. The same way, do not be deceived. We will be tested. We will be tried of the things we have done. And it describes our work. Some could be gold. Some could be silver. Of course, we know gold is a precious stone, and silver. And others could be wood or hay or stubble. But every man work will be made manifest. Because they shall be tried with fire. And verse 14 says, if any man walk abad, him that he buildeth thereupon, he shall receive a reward. 15. If any man's work be burned, he shall suffer loss. The Bible told us that lay not up your treasures on earth, where rot and moth can destroy, but lay your treasures where? Are you with me? The Bible advises us to lay our treasures in heaven, where it cannot be destroyed. This passage is also talking about something like that. Whatsoever thing we do, the Bible says, if we do the right thing, if we labor indeed for Christ, that we will receive a reward. But if your work is like hay or wood or stubble, that when it is tried by fire, we shall suffer loss. But the beauty of being a child of God is that if you remain as a child of God, this very last phrase of verse 15 will come to life. He said, but he shall be saved, but as someone passing through the fire. Can someone pass through fire without being burnt? Is it possible? No. It means that before we can be rewarded, before we can inherit that glorious crown, or being praised, or being honored as Christian, or as children of God, we have to do the work. Today, I call you, your awareness, to the fact that you cannot make heaven without the work of righteousness. We have to arm ourselves with that mindset that I need to do work. I need to work. Now, what kind of work is God demanding from you? Before I forget, our teacher today mentioned something that was very, very interesting. That the fact that we resist temptation or we resist sin is a form of worship. That is very instructive. You can write it down and ponder about it later. We are called to service. The Christian life begins with a call. We were all called. We didn't just form this group or this set of people. It is Christ that invited us. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, let's quickly do the reading. 1 Peter 2, 9. The Bible told us that, for ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should for the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Why did he call us? Can anybody tell me from that reading? Why do you think he has called us? To show the praises of him. He didn't call you so that you can show yourself. He didn't call us so that we can have the praise. He called us to use us as instrument. We are like clay. When a potter made a clay, a pot, it produces it as its own desire. Do you understand? So God has called us. The primary purpose of calling us as children of God is to show the praises of him. It means that whatsoever we do must be to fulfilling our central purpose, which is the praises of him who has called us from darkness, rejection, death, into a marvelous light. The call isn't just about receiving blessing or securing the future in heaven, unlike most of the time. You know, when we kneel down to pray, or desire to do good. Look at it. When we desire to do good, most of the time, our frame of mind is towards achieving a blessing. Is that correct? Okay, if I do this, I expect this. This is not the kind of mind that Jesus Christ wants us to have. He wants us to do the things we do because we want to glorify God. It is about living out our faith through service. That is, demonstrating our faith. The only way we can put our faith into action is when we do the work. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. We are saved to serve. When they say, come to Christ, when they say, be a Christian, when we say, be born again, we are invariably calling you to join the service of Christ, the service of God. The will of God is that every man should do the right things. And each of us that come and see the light, we are supposed to show the light. The Bible says, that ye are the light of the world. That a city that is set upon a hill cannot be hidden. As children of light, we have to show the light of God. Not for our own glory, but for people to know and glorify God. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, let's quickly do another reading. Ephesians 2, 10. The Bible told us that for we are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good work, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Look at this very passage of the Bible. It said, we are his workmanship. Who do you think a workman is? Have you ever seen a factory worker? Factory worker or workers? Employee. A lot of us are employees. As an employee, who do you work for? Your employer, right? The same way, children of God, we are God's workmanship. We are purchased. We are invited so that we can work for God. The Bible said he created us in Christ. Our making is in Christ. Unto good work, which God has foreordained. The meaning of this is that even before Christianity or Christ or anything else, God's plan, God's intention is that whoever he gathers will be able to proclaim good works. So that is the principal reason for being children of God, for being a Christian. We are God's handwork, created in Christ for good work. God designed us for this purpose. Just like the engineer designed the car for the purpose of transportation, God designed us so that we can manifest good things. And that is what he calls the work of righteousness. To live out the divine purpose. Service is to reflect the love of God and the character of God, and to live out his divine purpose. As children of God, when we proclaim or manifest good work, we are showing the image of God. And by this, the world can see him and his light in our life. Jesus told his disciples that it is only by service that we can be great. You see, as children of God, being a child of God is not in the walls of the church alone. You are a child of God everywhere you go, whether in your home or in your workplace, in the community, you are a child of God. Jesus told the disciples that whosoever wants to be great, the only route is by service. But people today, they just want to be glorified. They just want to have the same. They just want to be the one that shows up. But in the kingdom of Christ, in the kingdom of God, for us to be great, we have to do the work. Jesus demonstrated this in different ways. Serving one another is not an option. Offering service or good work in any form an option that I like it. Sometimes we feel like. So remember, doing good work is anything you can imagine that is good. The Bible says all things that are good are of good report, that honorable, that we should think of these things. Sometimes we come to church and we refuse to greet someone. Is that a good work? No. Or sometimes we have the capacity or the ability and opportunity to do the right thing, but we refuse to do it for one reason or the other. Is that a good work? Good work are elementary, simple things that we can, that God has given us awareness to be able to do. Serving one another is not an option. It's an obligation. It's a commandment. And it is central to our identity as Christians. If you have not found yourself being involved in doing good work, you are not yet proving your identity as a Christian. God commands that we serve one another in humility. When we want to render service as Christians, it has to be with humility and with love. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 to 14, the Bible told us that true love, true service is motivated by love. You know, sometimes I may do certain things because I want benefit or I want an advantage from it. But true service as children of God must be based on the foundation of love for God and for others. Without love, our act of service is empty and meaningless. Naturally, as human beings, we want to do good to those who do good to us. Yes, they say, one good turn deserves another. But in Christ, it's not about whoever has done right to you. We try to smile at those who smile at us. Is that correct? It's correct. If somebody, but people who frown or show hatred towards us, we stay our lane. But as children of God, we are supposed to show love to who? Everyone. So true service must be embedded in humility and in love. Jesus demonstrated this by washing his disciples' feet. True service must be in faithfulness. God desires us to serve him faithfully, using the gift and the opportunity he has given us to glorify him. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, the Bible describes us as stewards, and that we should be good stewards. God expects us to be faithful stewards of our time, our talents, and our resources. The time that we have, every day of our life, some people wish to be here, some people wish to come, probably they are in the hospital. Some people never had the time, those who are dead. You are given a talent, a knowledge. You have a certain ability. God demands that those abilities are used to his glory. All resources. What are the benefits of serving? Serving brings incredible blessing to us and those we serve. Service deepens our relationship with God. When we serve, we follow the footsteps of Christ and we strengthen the connection between us and him. Through service, we learn humility, compassion, and selflessness. Most of the things that we are invited to, the fruit of the Spirit, we can only demonstrate it when we serve. Service brings fulfillment. As a child of God, sometimes we feel, oh, why am I here? What am I really fulfilled? But when we serve, when we demonstrate the goodness of God in manifesting other people's life and our community and wherever we find ourselves, we can be fulfilled children of God. Service brings joy, satisfaction when we live our purpose. Fulfillment comes from knowing we are making a difference in other people's lives. When we touch others with our good deeds or words or expression or life, we can become fulfilled. When we render service as children of God, we can build a built community. It strengthens our relationship and we foster a good body of Christ. Service also glorifies God. How can we serve? We serve others. Serving others is not just in the church, but we can serve others through our lives, in our homes, in the church, and in the community that we find ourselves. How can we serve at home? Service begins with the closest of our family. They say charity begins at home. How can you say you are a good Christian and your family members, your wife, children, your husband, do not perceive you as a child of God? You know, it's possible. Some of us are monsters in the house. And when we come out here, we look like angels. But charity, they say, must begin at home. We have to be perceived. We have to walk. The Bible didn't say we just transform. We have to be diligent and deliberate with doing the service of God. It must start from our immediate family, from the closest people we talk. They must see the service and the glory of God in our life. In offering support to our spouse, in being patient with our children, with our spouses, in helping elderly, we have to render service from our home. That is where it begins. When we render service in the home, it reflects the love of Christ in a tangible way. Sometimes serving in the home requires us to be the first to forgive. It may require us to be the first to extend grace, or simply being present and attentive to the needs of our loved ones. We can also serve in the church. Every believer has a role. Don't ever think I don't have a role to play. Every one of us have a role to play. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12:12-27, you can read it at home. Each believer has unique function they can play in either teaching ourselves. Teaching is not only when we come outside. In your character, in your appearance, in the way you talk, in the things you do, in the good things that you do, we can teach others. In helping, in encouraging, in praying for others. Every act of service contributes to the health and the growth of the church. We can also render service in our communities. We are called to be the light and the salt of the world. We don't have to do as the world are doing, but we are to be a pattern of good work, an example, an ambassador for good work. It could be through a act of charity in our community, by volunteering ourselves, being a source of kindness to the people around us. we do this service, being intentional, we have to decide to be good. Let me tell you, being a Christian is not like our teacher said this morning. It's not that you automatically become a perfect human being. Have you ever seen a brand new car before? Yes, my brother will know. When you start it, it has a feeling. But that car, if it steps on a pebble or a nail, will the tire go flat? If the fuel runs dry, will the engine crack? Yes, it will crack. Because it's an excellent car at the beginning, those don't mean it won't have issues. The same way we are newborn, born into the family of God, we still live in the world. So becoming a Christian and remaining a Christian is by everyday effort. Standing up when we fall and doing what is right when we go wrong. We have to be intentional. We have to look for small acts of kindness. We need to look for opportunities. Paul said to the people of Philippians, when he demanded that they do the work of righteousness in their giving, he said, not because I am in need, but I seek that you have opportunity of seed. You see, when we do good to others, it's like sowing seed. I remember I went for a training. He said, we are building our emotional bank accounts. When we keep doing good, when we keep doing good, and you have so much resources that you can withdraw from. People who don't like you, when you see them and you smile at them, and they keep running, one day, they will just smile back at you. That is the reason why, as children of God, we can't be weary in doing the right thing. Maybe your husband is such a heady and difficult man, but you keep doing good, one day you're going to crack him, because that is what we are meant to do, and that is what the Bible has advised us to do. Small acts of kindness, participating in church, getting involved. How many of us get involved in church activity, volunteering ourselves? In conclusion, my brothers, being a child of God is not just about seeking God's blessing. It's about showing His light through good work. May the Lord bless His words in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.